You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 27, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. A lawsuit has been filed against the city of Warren, Michigan, and several police officers, alleging excessive force and violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act in the case of Christopher Gibson, a black man experiencing a severe mental health crisis. The ADA prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities, including mental health disabilities, requiring law enforcement to make reasonable accommodations. The incident began when Gibson's mother contacted the police, informing them that her son, 24, had schizophrenia and needed transport to a mental health facility. Despite this, Warren police transported him to jail after discovering outstanding warrants for identity theft. Once in jail, officers allegedly pepper-sprayed, tasered, and beat Gibson when he resisted being handcuffed for transport. The ACLU of Michigan filed the lawsuit on August 13th, asserting that Gibson required compassion and treatment rather than violence. The incident highlights a troubling pattern of alleged excessive force by Warren police, especially concerning individuals with mental health issues. During his detention, an officer reportedly dismissed Gibson's explanations of his stress and mental illness. After Gibson bit an officer, multiple officers allegedly forced him to the ground and tasered him, leading to cries of distress. Body camera footage reportedly shows officers abusing Gibson while en route to Macomb County Jail, including one officer body slamming him onto the asphalt while he was handcuffed. These actions are forms of physical force that can cause significant injury, and the lawsuit alleges departmental policies and legal standards were violated. Gibson sustained severe injuries, requiring hospital treatment due to internal bleeding and damage to his kidneys and heart. He was diagnosed with rhabdomyolysis, a serious condition resulting from muscle tissue breakdown. Gibson's mother stated he now suffers from severe post-traumatic stress syndrome, and he expressed feeling lucky to still be alive. The lawsuit also alleges violations of Gibson's 14th Amendment rights, which protect due process and equal protection under the law. It cites a history of alleged physical abuse by Warren police, suggesting Gibson's experience is not isolated. In 2023, a Warren officer allegedly struck an arrestee multiple times, and a $50 million lawsuit was filed in June 2023 after another officer assaulted a suspect during booking. In July 2023, a former officer faced federal charges for assaulting an inmate, and in 2022, six officers reportedly punched and kicked a 17-year-old. Additionally, in 2021, four officers allegedly beat a 16-year-old accused of theft. These incidents raise concerns about the department's conduct and its policies regarding the use of force. Recent incidents involving excessive force by police have drawn public attention. A lawsuit was filed in March 2025 against Warren County Jail for alleged assault against inmate Bradley Easley. In February 2025, an auditor challenged the Akron Police Department's approval of an officer's excessive punches. In April 2024, Warren police shot and killed a man in an incident lasting less than 7 seconds. The lawsuit emphasizes that Gibson needed compassion and treatment rather than force, raising questions about alternative mental health crisis interventions. Some cities have implemented non-police response programs, such as those in Denver and San Francisco, as part of a treatment not trauma policy. This model emphasizes a public health approach to mental health, integrating crisis response with prevention systems. The model involves hiring and training non-professional mental health workers from communities to collaborate with professionals. Studies indicate mixed effectiveness of crisis intervention teams intended to de-escalate confrontations with individuals experiencing mental illness. Many police departments have implemented mental health de-escalation training, but the effectiveness in preventing force is debated. Research shows individuals with serious mental illness are more likely to experience police use of force, highlighting the need for comprehensive training, prioritizing de-escalation, and mental health support. The lawsuit suggests a clear need for mental health experts in crisis response, advocating for non-police teams or co-responder models where mental health clinicians accompany law enforcement. In Eagle County, police are dispatched for mental health-related calls but can call for assistance from mental health clinicians. Copyright, African Elements.